Who is your daddy?
I am the father.
You fathers will understand.
My father taught me many things.
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?
All right, let's get started with episode 137 of Fathers of the Grind. My name is Tim Nestor, here with Derek Teague. We're both a little bit worn out, so yeah. Bear with us. How you doing, Derek?
I'm doing good. I don't know why. I just feel tired right now. It's only 10:20.
I've been wiped out so much earlier than usual these recent weeks. But this weekend, it's because Saturday morning, we had this all morning event at our church. So I took, we have 8 kids in our house right now. So I took 7 kids to that thing.
That sounds fun.
And then came home and didn't do a whole lot for a few hours. I just did lunch, then just kind of hung out at home. And then I went to play some pickup football with the guys that we're going to be playing fantasy football with. And then we had our fantasy football draft last night.
Mm-hmm.
But I quickly discovered that even at 35, I'll be 36 in about a month. I mean, I am just, my body can just not do things it used to be able to do on the sports field. It is bad. I am sore and out of shape. And I really felt it this morning as I got up. I was like, holy crap, I'm getting older. It doesn't bounce back the way it used to. But it was still fun. I had fun. I just, you know when you know you're the weak link on the field, and you know, maybe you don't know this, but you just feel bad. You're like, I'm kind of the outlier in a bad way here. So I felt
bad. You get like all insecure.
Yeah. I was like, sorry, everybody. I've got other skills though, I bet. So don't worry about it.
Really good in the office running a business.
I'm good at other stuff. Okay. I play guitar. I'm really good at Rocket League. Yeah. So anyway.
I mean, that's the only reason why I won't join like an adult soccer league. It's not because I'm actually in decent shape for my size now. I mean, in January when I started exercising, I was not in good shape. But the main reason is just because I watch all these guys play, and they've been playing since they were kids, and I never played soccer. My sport was basketball. And so I'm decent because I mean, it's hard to explain. Like, I can just say whatever I want. People have to believe me, or they can think I'm a liar. But the truth is I'm one of those guys that can pick up anything real fast, especially athletically. So I'm pretty good at soccer, but I cannot do the things that people who've been playing for 30 plus years can do.
To me, it's more about the conditioning than anything else. Like, I get worn out. Like, I'm a couple plays in and I could sprint pretty good, separate from the guy who's defending me in this kind of backyard football. But then after a couple plays, I'm just gassed. I'm like, holy crap, I am out of shape. So soccer's the same way. You can get gassed pretty quick.
Mine would be more just lack of skills with soccer. Basketball, I would probably be willing to just play. I would just be like, oh, it'll come back to me because I played, you know, all my youth. So.
Fair enough. So, okay. So how tall are you? About 5'10"? 6 foot?
5'9".
5'9". All right.
And that's, I doubt I am. I'm probably 5'8". I'm just too embarrassed. I mean, that 1 inch means the world to me.
So you're, that's what she said. But that's average male height. Don't feel bad about it. It's average, buddy. It's fine. Everything is average. If you set your ideal weight, what would you land at? And while you think about that, so I'm about 5'11", just under 6 foot, 5'11 and a half, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been weighing in right in the 190, 195 range. So for someone who is not athletic or muscly, that's about 20 pounds too heavy.
Yeah.
For someone my ideal weight, I think, is right around 180. That's when most of my pants fit, and then most of my button-up shirts aren't pulling. You know, that's always embarrassing when your shirts get to the point where they're kind of pulling at the buttons a little bit. I hate that. So for me, if I can get in the 180, maybe just under 180 range, that's usually ideal for me. What's your ideal?
I think I want to hit 200, but you got to remember I'm thicker. Like, I have muscles. Like, I can't show them here, but I got huge calf muscles. I've got pretty big arm muscles. I have a build.
I would love it if you just had like this mannequin foot you just brought up. You're like, here it is. Look at this calf muscle right here, and just held it up.
But I'm actually pretty built. But so I like the fact that I'm thick. I like my build. I think I'm perfect.
Thick, but like thick. That kind of, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I remember when Avengers Infinity War came out, and there were all these females that were, well, maybe even some males too, tweeting out about how, is it just me or is Thanos thick? And they were all excited and like attracted to this big purple wrinkly chin.
Really? That happened?
That was a thing. Go check it out. That was a real thing.
Yeah. So this, I thought this was funny. So I went to, okay, so my dad's pastor retired today. He's like 70-something years old. He's pretty old, but he doesn't actually look old. He actually looks like he could preach for another 10 years. I know that's not like an athletic thing, but still, you know, it takes some, you know, it takes a lot of stability to do his job. But anyway, so I went to that service because, you know, I've known him for 30 plus years of my life, and he's been a big part of my family's life, and he actually did my mom's funeral and everything. Well, anyways, I hadn't seen some of these people for like 20 years, and this one lady, she's an older lady, she hugged me and she's like, "Wow, you've grown up very well."
Oh my gosh. No way.
It was the way she said it. She like smiled at me like, "You're really good looking."
I just pictured that scene from Wedding Singer when her hand slides down to his butt. The old lady's hand slides down to his butt while they're dancing.
I told my friend David, because he knows who the lady is, he's like, "Oh, she's so sweet."
Yeah, she has the best intentions, maybe.
But she just says maybe. It in an awkward way. "Well, you've grown up very well."
Yeah.
No, so I like the way I look, but is to answer your question, I would like to lose a little more weight and get back. I get down to 200 pounds. I think that'd be a good size for me.
Yeah.
I've had women tell me at work, they're like, "You need to stop losing weight." I'm like, "Why? I still have a belly." But that's their opinion.
By the way, have you seen, I don't know if these pictures are real. Apparently Jonah Hill, the actor, lost a ton of weight and kind of got buff or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if those pictures are real. Maybe I'm getting duped.
I know he lost a lot of weight, like, 7 or 8 years ago.
But then he gained it back after that.
Did he?
Apparently now he's losing it and getting in shape. Whatever.
I mean, to me, those people don't count just because all it takes is they've got all that money. They just freaking just hire a chef.
So like Chris Pratt, you don't really give him too much credit for going from Fat Andy from Parks and Rec to buff Star-Lord and Guardians because he had help.
Yeah, no. I mean, it still takes, you know, I'm looking at Jonah Hill. I'm not seeing buff pics though. It still takes work and everything, but that's literally their job. Like Chris Pratt gets paid to do that. It's not like he wakes up and works a 9-to-5, takes care of his children, and then goes, "Oh, maybe I should work out for this role I have." No, it's their full time job to do this. So no,
that's true. I mean, I'll be honest. I do have a man crush on Chris Pratt. I think he's pretty awesome.
I'm kind of jealous. Kind of jealous. I ain't gonna lie.
You're getting there. You're working your way up the ranks. You've just recently surpassed Ray Liotta on my list.
Where the hell is Ray Liotta at?
Not high. Let's not go too far into it. But not high. Not high. But you're doing well. You've the most improved man crush of the year so far.
So Jesse asked me because I posted. I said, "Inspired by Jesse White, I'm back into Dragon Age Inquisition. Yeah. I'm doing a PC playthrough. I'm not far in. I'm like 5 hours into it." And so he's like, "So how is it compared to the consoles?" And I said, "Well, PC equals Derek Teague, consoles equals Sasan." And so Jesse responds right away. He's like, "Well, then the consoles are clearly superior." I'm like,
"Yeah, and why were you setting yourself up like that?"
I knew what I was doing. Nobody likes to give me credit for anything.
That was a slow pitch softball.
I mean, on my own Facebook page, I had a poll on there, who's better, me or Sasan, and I lost on my own page. It wasn't even in the group. It was even on my personal
page. People who don't even know Sasan are like, probably Sasan.
So that was awesome. And it was like 3-to-1. Like he had 75% of the vote. So that was nice.
Hey, so speaking of the group and stuff, we did have a thing. So there was this shooting today in Jacksonville at this Madden tournament. Just horrible stuff where it was actually being live streamed through Twitch. I don't think the shooting itself, the actual attack was caught on camera, but the audio certainly was. Mm-hmm. And I think they had just cut away from some players to the game, when the shooting broke out, and then of course the connections kind of all went dead. It's very dramatic, very sad and scary to hear.
Yeah.
And so first of all, from just a human being standpoint, it's awful. I know some people were killed, others were hurt. The guy ended up killing himself too, so clearly he has some mental issues. Mm-hmm. But also just from I was a little bit, listen, we got 300 and something, 340, 330 people in our group. So we all have different opinions on this, but I'm a little disturbed by that kind of stuff. I remember when that guy went on live TV in Virginia and shot his former news station.
I was just going to say that was folks. A memory of mine on Facebook, I think today. It was 3 years ago I posted the video, and it was on my personal page, not in our group.
Yeah.
And I had a conversation with like Jesse and some of the other people that are in the group. They saw it on my personal page, but I think the memory was today, 3 years ago. Yeah. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. And so anyway, all that to say, I am, despite what Daniel Freitas and Jose Jimenez would have you believe about me, I'm not one to censor a lot of stuff. We try to keep, you know, really explicit nudity kind of stuff out of there. And then, I don't know, if you're literally just there to tell everyone how much you hate them, we'll probably kick you out. But otherwise, if what you're doing isn't good fun for the most part, and you...
Then how is John Martin still in our group?
I don't know.
he literally is just angry at everything.
So here's the thing. I've kicked him out 3 or 4 times, but then Al Sharpton keeps calling me and saying that we need to have equal representation in the group. And he's right. We're a very white, very Sony group. You know, we're a bunch of white Sony ponies in our group.
That's true.
So anyway, we need to get John in there. You know, a good non-gaming, non-white man in there.
Who's not black.
That's also not black somehow. But anyway, all that to say, it's very, very sad. I don't have a lot to say about it other than it just sucks. I mean, some guy clearly had mental issues, but in reaction to losing, opened fire on people and then killed himself. So he was like one of the participants there.
Sounds like a millennial.
Dude, it's crazy. Like I do wonder if there's something to the idea of, are we, as a society, not doing a good enough job at teaching people how to lose well? Like, I think that's a thing, too. But that might be totally separate. This guy probably has his own separate...
Everybody has their opinions. My opinion would not be popular on Facebook because a lot of people like to go in there and just be like, we need to get rid of guns. We need to get rid of video games. And they're all looking at the external and they're not looking at the internal.
Right.
And that's where I would go.
I think that's a pretty commonly held position. It's stop blaming the activities that they're involved in and start looking at what were the mental issues, what things led to those mental issues, were they diagnosed already?
It's how we choose to live as a society. Right. Like we want to make society all about me. Like every advice you get from somebody will be like, just do you, bro. No, I did just do me. I'm not going to give my whole story. I did just do me, and I screwed up my life. That's not solid advice for anybody, and that's what the society we live in is. Just do you. Just do you. Make whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy. I just lost a tournament. I'm going to go kill people. Yeah. So that's the society we live in. Like I said, it's not going to be a popular opinion because, like I said, my focus would be more on the spiritual and the internal of a human being, and we like to focus on the external.
Let me add on to that, because you and I really, we agree on the spiritual side of things. Both of us believe in a God. But for those who listen who don't, and I know we've got listeners who are like, nope, don't believe in a God. That's totally fine, but I think there's still some validity to what you're saying, that even if you don't consider it spiritual, there's still the mental and psychological aspects and emotional aspects that all tie together with, in our opinion, the spiritual, but... In any case, it does a lot of times tie back to the same thing of what's your sense of purpose, where do you find your value, what drives you ahead, all those kind of things tied into an idea of self-control, and are you on medication of some kind? And there's so much medication out there. One of my favorite podcasts is the Joe Rogan podcast, and he talks a lot with experts on how much psychedelic or anti-psych drugs are out there, and they will mess with you. They will absolutely mess with you. So who knows what all the situations were around this.
There's so many variables. There are. And I'm not just talking about this one situation. I'm just talking and as a whole,
right,
like with our society, there's a ton of variables that you could look at. I look at, like, for instance, me, I was raised in a good family. Like, I had a good, solid foundation. and I turned out okay. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. Of course I've made mistakes. I've committed sins. I'm human, but I'm overall a pretty decent human being. There are people that I know intimately that were not raised in that type of upbringing, and it has messed with them. And you could go, well, it's not their fault. Well, once you become an adult, you have to take responsibility. But it does play a part. Like, it impacts how they love, how they receive love, how they interact with people. I mean, it's just – there's a ton of variables, but it's a sad story.
From someone who believes in a God, that point of view – typically, we sum it up with the depravity of man type conversation, where without God, you, of course, have a depraved mind. And that's kind of an oversimplification. There's a lot more factors to it. But what you were talking about with where it comes in the spiritual is the depravity piece. And I think we can all agree that there's a lot of crappy people in the world. Again, no matter what you think the core issue is, there's a lot of crappy people out there. And it just sucks. So everyone involved with that, you know, it really, really sucks. So I also want to have some sensitivity to it in the group as well. So it's one of those rare occasions. Holy crap, I hear our baby downstairs just
wailing,
screaming. Yeah, he's loud. All right, so anyway, I do want to have sensitivity to this particular thing just because, you know, lives were taken. And for the most part, we kind of let it fly in our group. We, like, the humor is, it pushes lots of different boundaries, and sometimes it's not my thing, but sometimes I'm participating, but there are other times when I'll go ahead and just hit the censorship hammer. You know, I get to, it allows Daniel Freitas to pull out that picture of me, which is always fun.
I think that's all he cares about.
That's all he really cares about.
I don't think he really cares about type of censorship.
He doesn't, and I don't typically do that. I don't want to censor anything. I just, because, here's what it is. If Facebook didn't have the autoplay feature, I might not have done anything. But as you scroll through your feed on your phone, it starts to autoplay. And if you had your volume up, then you're actually going to hear people getting shot. And that might not be something that you involuntarily want to hear. That's all that was about. Had it been a link to something else, and if you want to watch it and that's your call, you go do it, that's fine. So that's all that was. But I am curious to hear. I'm always curious to hear your thoughts on it, Derek. But also those of you listening now, is that the right call, or is that the kind of thing where it's like, no, man, the spirit of our group, the core of our group, is that we don't block anything. And every discussion is open game. You know, should I let that kind of thing go? But
I mean, nothing bothers me. I'm not saying I'm like you. There's stuff people post that I'm like, this is stupid. But they say that about me. I post a lot of dumb stuff too. But I actually saw somebody was upset about the post, so I saw it and I didn't delete it or anything. I just was like, I'll defer to Tim. Tim can make the decision. I don't really care about that stuff.
I'll let you be the good cop. I'll be the bad cop on that kind of thing.
Yeah, because I just don't care.
Like, you can be the cool parent, and I'll be the overly strict parent who won't let kids go to the party. That's fine.
I think if you and I were together, that would totally be how we were. I would just be like, just go ask Dad. I don't care.
It's true.
But you are Dad. Oh, that's right. Go ask your other dad, the one that wears a skirt.
Go ask Mean Dad, the one that wears a skirt. Bite me. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. All right, so let's move on from serious and sad things and talk about stuff.
Yeah, that wasn't planned, by the way, people.
No, that wasn't. I've actually sometimes enjoy our conversations the most when – it's usually when we finally get online to play Rocket League or something together. That's usually when we have our best conversations. So sometimes our podcast, we kind of have the same approach.
That game, A Way Out, I talked to Rob Rinaldi. I always want to say his last name wrong. Ronaldo, is it?
That's what I always
call him Ronaldo. So he was saying he finished it with his wife, and I said, Tim and I have been so close to finishing that game for like 6 months. Yeah. Is it worth finishing? And he's like, absolutely. They ramp it up at the end. It gets fun to play, and it finishes so good. So we really do need to just.
I know. I think we just started chapter 4, so we just. I don't think we're that far from the end.
It's probably an hour or two.
I just like the part where we had to like splash the fish to each other. You know.
I wanted to punch that part.
That was really, really bad. By the way, I'm fighting a cold, so apologies for the sniffles and coughs. All right, so stuff I'm playing right now, I am full-on addicted to Dead Cells. I love it. I love the rogue-like, vania, Souls-esque vibe that it has. It has all these little pieces put together, and I am full-on addicted to it. I love it. I only have one more rune to unlock. I've gotten to the final boss, but did not win yet, so I'm still hoping to do that. I'm just shy of 100 runs completed, and I love this game. I love it a lot. It's kind of become my go-to just pick up and play a run or two type of a game, and so I really do either pick I'm going to fly through this and try to hit all the timed doors, and I'm just stacking up cells, or take it slow and steady, make sure I have the weapons I want and they're upgraded because I know what bosses I'm going to be facing. So I have a couple different approaches that I take. And if I don't get the loadout that I want by the second or third area, I usually just restart because it's just a waste of time at that point. But I am really, really loving it. I play it on the Switch. But now that we are game sharing on the Xbox, I just want to see what it looks like on the X, see if it runs any differently. I'm sure it's the same, but
yeah, it's probably the same. I wouldn't imagine so much. Full on
addicted to Dead Cells. I've still been playing a whole bunch of stuff on the Xbox One X. It's my PS4 that's been sitting there dusty recently. I haven't fired it up for anything recently. That'll change soon. But I've been playing a lot of Sea of Thieves. I'm back into that game. Playing some Call of Duty. Tried out The Witcher 3 in 4K. Just wanted to see what that thing looked like and how it played. Tried Hitman. That looks really good too. So two games that I loved and finished. Just wanted to try them out. Now, with Witcher 3, I'm not going to play it very long. I played it for maybe an hour, and that's pretty much it. I wanted to see what it looks like, and it legitimately looks gorgeous. It looks way better. It's super slick. It looks amazing. But
did you ever finish your PS4 second run through?
I'm on Skellige, so I'm slowly working my way through that one. But like I said, PS4 hasn't been on recently, but I have been working my way through that one still slowly.
Okay.
So that's why I think I have no interest in a third run through of that game from square one, from level one. So,
I can understand that.
So I've tried a whole bunch of stuff on the X just to kind of see how does it look? How does it play? Next up, I'm planning on trying out the backwards compatible Red Dead Redemption sometime in the next week or two. Cause I've got the disc version.
I thought that looked great.
It's all set to go. So I want to see how the upscaled version of it looks.
I love how the 360 games look when they're 4K, when they're native 4K. They look great. Like that game, Crackdown, Fable, all of them look great. Because you know how bad they look like back in the day. Like they were good looking games back in the day, but I'm saying like compared to modern games, and now when you go and play them in 4K, and you can really see the crispness. Yeah. Like Fallout 3 was like that. It's still kind of an ugly game, but it's real crisp, and it's like, wow, this looks really good.
Yep.
As for me, I finished Prey. I know last time we did the show, I said I was at the end. I did finish the game. I thought the story was definitely worth playing through. I don't think the game plays terribly, even though I said in my post that I didn't like the gameplay. I still think it's fun to play. Like, everything works. It works kind of like Dishonored. And that's kind of what annoyed me, is I felt like I had to use the wrench more than the weapons, just because you're limited on the ammo, and a lot of the enemies you're fighting are a pain in the butt to kill. So I was just running around, and I was just like, that's stupid. Like, I don't like that. But overall, I would say Prey is worth playing, if you own it, because the story, I thought, was well done. What else? I'm continuing my playthrough of Dragon Age Inquisition on PC. I don't know if I'll play it. It was just more seeing Jesse White talking about it, and I was like, well, I'd like to jump back into that. That game looks amazing on ultra settings on PC, 4K, obviously. Looks so crisp, so good. And then
Was that X enhanced, by the way?
On the Dragon Age? No, which is stupid. They really should do it. Okay. But the other game that I've been playing, and I think this one's going to be kind of my main game until Spider-Man comes out, and that's God of War. I'm doing New Game Plus. So I'm doing second playthrough because, and I talked about this last week, just with everything going on, I wasn't really into the game. Like, my life was so up and down, more down than up, that every time I would log into a game, I would just play it for like 20 minutes. And I'm just like, I don't want to do this. And I still kind of do that. Like, I'll just have moments where I'm like, man, I'm kind of in the mood to game. And then I'll log in for like 20 minutes. I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like, this doesn't make me happy anymore. I just don't play video games for very long. Prey, I kind of got sucked into it, and I did put some hours into it. But overall, I just don't game as much as I used to. I do want to touch on one last thing, just because it means a lot to me, so I'm going to talk about it, because I was really upset. I am an emotional guy. Like, I think sometimes on Facebook I come across as an a-hole, but I'm really not. I'm a nice guy who has a lot of emotions. Some of them are angry, but for the most part, I'm an emotional dude.
The a-hole persona comes out of all the emotion, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true. And the truth is, I have a lot of people in real life that will say, you're an a-hole. But I'm like, but you also think I'm really nice. So I'm everything. But my favorite band, and they've been my favorite band for probably 8 years, We Came As Romans, they lost their lead singer Saturday. And he's my favorite lead singer. And I'm not just saying this because he died. Like, this guy has my favorite voice, and especially going through what I've gone through the last few months. I always listen to We Came As Romans, so this isn't something new, but I actually got rehooked to a song that I was, obsessed over. Probably about 5 years ago, I got obsessed with a song called To Move On Is To Grow. Well, that song, kind of got sick of it because I played it so much. With me going through what I was going through, the lyrics and the music and everything kind of came back to me. And I'm talking, and I'm not exaggerating, for over a month straight, I've listened to that song every day 10 to 20 times.
Because I remember you posting a lot about it too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this song, this is it.
Yeah. And I even shared the lyrics with my wife, and she read them, and she doesn't like metal music at all. And she's like, yeah, that's you. And because the song is just everything it's talking about, I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going through. This is what I'm dealing with. So when I read, Ethan in our group actually tagged me in a post. And when I read it, I was like, please tell me this is a joke. And then I pushed it, and it was from the official We Came As Romans Twitter account. They were like, they didn't go into details. They just said he died at 28. And I'm like, I just started tearing up. I was like, yep, this is unbelievable. I cannot believe this is real. Like, I've never mocked people for getting sad about losing celebrities, but I never understood it because I'd never lost anybody that meant anything. And then last year, Chester Bennington, I really cared about Linkin Park. They're part of my youth.
I'll say that one I understood. Michael Jackson, I understood. Prince, I understood. Not because I was necessarily a hardcore fan of any of them. I liked Linkin Park. I think Michael Jackson and Prince have some pretty epic songs. They're just not my thing.
Yeah.
But I totally get it, because we attach so emotionally and personally to music and art like that. So I absolutely get it. I did find it interesting that the circumstances or the cause of death wasn't shared anywhere. The only place that I saw something was in Daily Mail for what's his name? Kevin something from We Came As Romans, isn't it? Kevin something. Anyway, it said that he was rushed to the hospital last weekend. So I don't know if that's true or not. That might have been a false story, but it sounded like last Sunday he was rushed to the hospital. And so, I mean, it could be anything, man. It could have been, he OD. Had some heart condition. It could have been, like my older brother went through something where his health seemed fine, and then one standard procedure actually developed a blood infection that within like 12 hours almost killed him. And, he survived, but that kind of thing can happen so fast. So who knows what it was. But the fact that he was rushed to the hospital last weekend and then it took a little while makes me think it must have been some illness or disease or something that they weren't really aware of that just kind of hit him. Maybe I'm guessing some heart issue, but who knows?
Well, yeah, we'll see. And for me, the loss is because a lot of people get upset about losing a celebrity for selfish reasons. And of course, I have selfish reasons. Probably never going to get a We Came As Romans album again. Or if we do, it's just not going to be the same.
It'll be
for
different.
Me.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll try to get a vocalist that maybe, if they stay together, hopefully they do. But they'll try to get a vocalist that's similar. But you never can. You never can. I've never seen a band replace their lead singer and been able to do it effectively, like totally. Where I really like them. Yeah. But outside of selfish reasons, it was kind of like what you were saying earlier, like 28. Like, I was just like, 28 years old, man. He hasn't even experienced – he's experienced a lot, but I don't know. I just wanted more for him, even though, again, I don't know him. But it just hurt because, like I said, I've been a big fan of this band for a long time, and their music has always spoken to me. They're not a Christian band. They do have Christian members, and you can tell that they write a lot of the lyrics because most of their lyrics are centered around hope and peace and unity. And even when they'll write about dark stuff, they always have light at the end. And that's kind of how I write a lot of my music. So I don't know. I just wanted to talk about it because it really did bother me. And I was like, well, there's nobody to talk to about it because all my friends don't care about We Came as Romans. So I was like,
well, I'm a fan. I'm not as big of a fan as you, but I do have them on a regular rotation on Spotify. I've got I just call that playlist Loud. And I've got bands like them and Memphis Mayfire and Wolves at the Gate and all those guys all on a rotation together. And I love them. I think they're a great band. But I don't follow them as closely as you do. So when I saw that, though, it was like, whoa, that is.
Yeah. That's just I was like legit heartbroken. Yeah. Like that. I felt like I lost somebody I knew, and I'm like, but you don't know him, but it doesn't matter. I cared about him. So it sucks.
Yep. That really does suck. So now that we're bringing everyone down for two segments in a row, what else can we talk about that's sad?
Let's talk about my depressing life right now.
Yeah, let's keep digging down. Let's keep going as deep as we can. But no, that is valid. I think we all are hit in different ways by different deaths. Like, of course, Senator McCain died this weekend.
Yeah.
The one thing that I like seeing in the coverage of this is people are all of a sudden like, all right, let's set aside how much we hate Trump for 24 hours and talk about how McCain was generally well respected across both political parties, and for the most part, people liked him. So at least there's
that's
all positivity.
That's the funny thing, though, when he was running for president.
Oh, they hated him then.
Right. Yeah. Right. He's well respected because
he lost.
Yeah. But he went against the grain. Like, hey, I'm a Republican who never votes Republican. But, like, he just kind of did it his own way, but he was respectful. Like, exactly. he never lowered himself. Like, do I like Trump? Yes, but here's why I like him. Because he's funny. Do I like him because he does disrespectful things? No, I think that's
actually... Well, then do you remember what Trump said about McCain probably about a year, year and a half ago when they were asking him about, you know, him being... They were asking him about McCain's war record, being a war hero. He was like, well, he was captured. I prefer my soldiers not to get captured or something like that. Like, stupid. Basically, like, calling him out for being weak, for being captured. And I was like, you're dumbest.
You are a douchebag. You are the like I said, see how I'm laughing? Funny. Yeah. Yeah. But is it disrespectful and terrible?
McCain,
yes.
McCain asked George W. and Barack Obama, to the two guys that he lost to in his two presidential bids. Mm-hmm. He asked them before his funeral, before his death, he planned out his funeral. And he wanted them to do the kind of two main eulogies. And he made a very specific request that President Trump not be invited to any of his memorial services.
Good.
So I was like, well, that ought to be interesting tweets coming out from Trump whenever they'll start rolling in.
Just ridiculous. I mean, what a piece of crap. I hope he gets buried 6 feet
His funeral sucks. My funeral will be way better.
We'll have burritos at mine. I'll have walls. I mean, like I said, do I laugh at Trump? Yes. But do I think he's an idiot? Yes.
Of course he is. Of course he is. All right. So one thing I did want to talk about is stuff coming out this September. I think July and August have been fun months for gaming for me, but not because there's been a plethora of releases. There really haven't been. So I do want to go back and look forward for the next about 34 days. We've got a few days left in August, and then I want to talk about stuff coming out for the rest of August and then into September. And to start getting hyped. Like, I'm getting hyped for games that are on the way. So I'm really excited. I'm addicted to Dead Cells. Like I said with Sea of Thieves, I am really enjoying just jumping in, running a few missions in there, and then jumping back out. So I'm hoping, I put up a post today, I'm hoping some of our group will jump in and play with me a little bit this week It just looks really good on the X, by the way. Like, it looked good on the Xbox One, and you and I talked about the water and all that stuff. It looks so much better in 4K. Like, it looks so good. I mean,
okay, game, so before we go to the main topic, and don't take a long time because we're already like 35 minutes into the show, would you say in your 1 week of having the One X, it was worth upgrading to it?
Absolutely. With the deal that GameStop was giving, absolutely. You got $200 towards your old Xbox One trade-in, and you got the X for $300, and you got a free game. And of course, it comes with PUBG. The edition that they were selling comes with PUBG. And if you're curious, I do believe you have about 3 days left on that deal. So if you're listening to this when it releases, it should release on August 27th. Maybe only 2 days left on that deal. I think the deal runs out on the 28th.
Yeah, it's so the 28th.
If you are listening to this right when it releases, and this is something you're on the fence about, you got to pull the trigger now because the deal runs out here pretty shortly. And then if you've got an old Xbox One, you're going to have to find a way to probably sell it like on Facebook Marketplace or something. And you will not get $200 for it. So anyway, yeah, it was a no-brainer. I love it. It runs really smoothly. We watched Avengers in 4K this past week too, and it just looks really good. So at that price, totally worth it. And I have a feeling when I play Tomb Raider, Assassin's Creed, and Red Dead this fall, I will be saying that all over again. Totally.
Yeah, and it ended up being, I think, a good purchase for you personally too, just because now that we're game sharing, you're going to save even more money on your Xbox purchases.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Yeah.
Because I pretty much stopped buying PlayStation stuff once I got PC and Xbox.
Yep. Well, speaking of PlayStation stuff, there is one more PS4 game coming out in September. Of course, that is Spider-Man, Marvel's Spider-Man, I guess they're calling it, coming on September 7th. That's one of the biggest releases of the month, at least to kick off the month. And I know there's a few coming out between now and then, but I just wanted to jump to that one first. Are you still feeling pretty hyped for this, or has it been such a long time coming? We kind of found out about it, 2 years ago now. How are you feeling about Spider-Man? Are you excited?
I haven't been excited about that game at all for some reason. I don't know why. I like Insomniac, and I like Spider-Man, so you would think I'd be like, yeah, but everything I've seen of it, I've been like, I don't know, it looks okay.
I have a feeling that when it finally arrives and you play it, you'll be like, all right, this is pretty sweet.
But I haven't, to be fair, all I've seen is whatever they've shown at E3, and I don't even think this last E3, I didn't pay attention to much, so I don't think I watched anything.
Well, there should be a new final trailer out right now, so go check it out either now or tomorrow morning. But I think Spider-Man's going to be great. That's the last great PS4 release that I am hyped for. For 2018. But before that, we've got a few other games that are coming out. We've got, I'm going to skip through some you don't care about. Okay, Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate comes out on Tuesday this week. Yeah. This is one I tried the demo for. I talked about it a little bit. And I am truly, truly on the fence. Because the demo is kind of fun. I get what this game is about now, having played a lot of World. I am just on the fence. I don't know. Do I want to spend $60 on this right now? How much will I play it? So yeah, I'm not totally sure. I do know that I've got a business trip coming up next month, so I'll be traveling to Texas for a conference. Of course, I'll bring my Switch. I might end up caving for that trip. I could see myself going, all right, I'm going to grab Monster Hunter for this trip.
So why not just pre-order it now and get it for $50?
I think I could still get it discounted at Best Buy. My Gamers Club, by the way, goes through next September 2019.
Oh, okay.
But I think I could still get that same 20% discount for buying just new games. I don't have to
pre-order. Well, then I need you to buy me FIFA 19 for me, and I'll pay you.
Yeah, I can do that.
Because I got to get Eli. Well, actually, I got to get two copies. I got to get one for the Xbox and one for the Switch, because both my boys want it.
Okay. And I definitely will do that for you, since you switched over to GameShare with me. On the 30th comes this game, The Messenger. I have a feeling. So this is kind of like a 8-bit. Shifting to 16-bit type of a game. It's kind of Ninja Gaiden looking. It looks pretty stylish, but man, I'll tell you, after Dead Cells, I'm not sure that many other kind of action side-scrolling games are going to measure up. Like you've said plenty of times, I won't go into it again. The combat just feels so perfect. I wonder if The Messenger will. And I know you don't care about it, but I'm interested in it. I just don't know if it's going to measure up. We'll see. We shall see. What else is coming out? September 4th, we get Dragon Quest XI. Are you going to play that?
old Derek would have bought it day one. This Derek, I don't foresee me playing it. Maybe
I can see you getting it on PC, maybe, right? Because you can get it for pretty cheap, probably.
Yeah, if I see it like on sale and I'm like itching for a JRPG, because my thing with JRPGs, and like I said, the reason I say old Derek bought all the JRPGs, but how many of them do I finish? Like, very rarely do I finish. The last one that I put a lot of time in was Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Okay.
I put almost 30 hours into it, but still didn't finish it because I was like, all right, I'm not in the mood for this anymore.
Yeah, so I'm not really interested in that one, but I could see you getting it on PC for cheap at some point and then telling everyone you bought it, but then probably not really
playing it. Yeah, like I bought Ni No Kuni 2, and I played like 30 minutes of it.
Hey, great news. You can now take the game Gone Home with You everywhere. It's coming to Switch on September 6th. Be excited for that.
Yeah.
Totally. There's a game called Immortal Unchained. It's an action role-playing game. I am not sure. I don't have any details on that. Honestly, I'm not sure what that one is. NASCAR, NBA 19, SNK Heroines, Tag Team Frenzy, and Yo-Kai Watch Blasters. Those all come out on September 7th alongside Spider-Man for the PS4.
Yeah, so Spider-Man will be my main game.
Yeah, Spider-Man's the one that I care about coming up in the next 2 weeks. Let's see, we already talked about NBA. On the 14th, of course, we get NHL 19. We get a game called Black Clover Quartet Knights. Don't know what that is. And then Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which...
I'm really excited about that.
I'm more pumped for that than Spider-Man. I can't wait for Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
I'm definitely more pumped for that. In fact, you and I will get it 2 days early, so we'll actually have access September 12th.
Yeah, I wonder if I'm even going to finish Spider-Man this year then, because I'll probably play it for a little while and then do Tomb Raider all the way up until the next release and the next release.
Yeah, in case people don't know, a lot of these digital deluxe copies of games now are releasing the games early. Like, I bought, for $10 more, I get access to Shadow of the Tomb Raider 2 days early, and there's some digital stuff that I was kind of interested in, so I was like, all right, I'll do that. And then I did the same thing with Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I bought the $100 version that comes with a season pass, but it also releases like maybe it's 3 or 4 days earlier than the...
But you got that on PC, right? So I got it on an Xbox.
Yeah.
All right, and then we've got Insurgency Sandstorm coming to PC. We've got The Bard's Tale 4 coming to PC. Those are on September 18th. Let's see. Skipping through some stuff here. Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Torna the Golden Country. So the major DLC, the expansion for Xenoblade Chronicles 2, comes out on September 21st, which I do legitimately think looks interesting, but just like you, I think I put in about 20 hours in that game and never finished it.
One thing we skipped over, and I'll just mention it real quick, is Destiny 2's Forsaken releases September 4th. You didn't mention that, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't. That's the Destiny 2 expansion?
Yeah. So that'll probably be the next thing I get.
I skipped that. Okay. All right. Good call. And then we've got, on September 23rd, Paw Patrol on a Roll. Make sure you get that one. That is a platformer coming to all platforms. We've got Valkyria Chronicles 4 coming to all major platforms, including the Switch.
Again, that would probably be a day one.
Normally, you would have gotten that, but right away, no. Right. You know what? That coming on the 25th, my flight leaves on the 26th of September. That's when I could see myself impulse buying, because I might be like, ooh, I want a strategy RPG, and then just grab it. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know much about that series. I've never been a big fan of the series. So
it's good.
Of course, that same day, we've got the episode 2 of Walking Dead, the final season. By the way, what's cool is that if you look at the release calendar for the rest of the year, you can actually see Telltale has put out the dates, the exact dates of when they expect chapters to come out. No longer is it, here's the next chapter, and they'll announce it 2 weeks before. They're actually telling you when to expect it, which is very good. And in that same vein, Life is Strange 2, Episode 1, comes out on September 27th. I finally watched the trailer for that, and it looks like it could be really intriguing. I am curious what the gameplay hook is. Of course, Life is Strange, the original one, the ability to rewind time was a big piece there. And it was really intriguing. I'm curious what season 2's hook is going to be, but it looks kind of like two brothers or two friends who are kind of like brothers that get themselves in some pretty big trouble. So looks interesting. And the world Ends With You Final Remix comes to the Switch on September 27th as well. This looks pretty sweet. You were talking about JRPGs, about how it's hard not to buy them right away. This is one that I totally skipped on the DS, and the revamped, remastered version now looks really cool, really stylish and slick. So I'm I don't know. I'm toying with the idea of getting that one. I'm not sure.
What is it called?
The World Ends With You Final Remix.
Maybe. I feel like I saw something on that. Maybe yeah, like an it looks pretty good. Or something.
Yeah, so it was a DS game that was kind of a cult classic, a cult favorite. Everyone loved it, but it didn't sell a ton, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. I think it was on like one of those Nintendo Directs. And people yes. were talking about how cool yep. it was.
And they're adding content to it as well. So there's additional okay. story content, and they're, yeah. So, but it is a remaster. I don't know if it's a full-on remake, but it certainly is HD now. It's off of the DS kind of 4:3 style screen. It's and it's in HD. It looks really crisp and clear and fun. So maybe. And then on the 28th, we get Dragon Ball FighterZ and FIFA 19 to close out the month of September. I did play the, I guess it was an open beta for Dragon Ball FighterZ. Not really my thing, fighting games, but mm-hmm. from what I could tell, it played really great. It looked very smooth. The graphical style they chose for that lends itself to a system that's not as powerful like the Switch. I think it worked just fine. I was able to do some cool moves in the tutorial and in my first match, but otherwise, not again, fighting games just aren't really my thing. But if you like that game, now you can take it on the go on the Switch. And then FIFA 19 comes out on September 28th as well. Sounds like I need to buy a copy of that for you.
Yeah.
So that's what we've got for the next month. So if you had to pick one game to buy between now and the end of September, what's the one game you buy?
Like the one I'm most excited for?
Now, let's say you only had money to buy one. You've got money.
Then I'll just do. I would do Shadow of Tomb Raider.
I'm wondering if that's what I would do as well. Probably, but that's a boring answer to copy you. Yeah, that's what I would.
I'm saying that because I know what Tomb Raider is, and I absolutely love those games.
Yeah.
Spider-Man might actually be the better game. Like, it's open world, right?
Yeah, it is.
So it probably is gonna blow me away once I see it. I'm gonna go into this game pretty darn blind. So
yeah, no, I think Shadow of the Tomb Raider by a hair over Spider-Man, and then there's a few others that come in after that. So there's some good stuff coming up over the next 4 or 5 weeks, and then of course we'll talk about all the craziness that's happening in October, which is also my birthday month, which is also, I believe, the month where Penn State and Michigan play each other. It's going to be a good month altogether. College football being full swing.
I know, we didn't even talk about college football, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, that's kicking off next weekend, so we can have we'll open the segment with a 5-minute college football talk next week, since that's nice. Kicking off next week. So yeah, that pretty much does it for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed our depressing discussion.
Conversations.
Yeah. Hopefully it was interesting to you, but I am curious. I want feedback from the group, because the Fathers of the Grind Facebook group is really kind of the lifeblood of what Fathers of the Grind is all about. That's where our community primarily lives.
Tim, you don't need feedback. You know, it's going to be the same people saying, Tim censors shizit, he shouldn't censor. And who cares? Like, all Tim, right. do
Fair
Tim.
Enough. All right.
Who cares?
Just do Tim. Now you're giving me the advice that you hate from other people. Interesting. Just do you, man. Just do you. It'll be fine. Just do
get yourself in trouble and then play the victim. Like, oh, what happened? Because you did, you dummy.
That is our joint advice to you all as we sign off for this week, is both from Derek and myself, truly from the bottom of our hearts, just do you.
Just do you, except the fact that you'll screw your life up and then you can play victim.
No, yeah, but you're just doing you, though. You know? Just
find yourself. You did you.
Just do you. Find your truth and don't worry about anybody else. How it affects them doesn't matter.
Exactly. I mean, your truth. Yeah. And it's definitely made the world a better place. If you guys can't tell that I'm mocking you because y'all are all stupid and you fall for that, I'm mocking you.
Way to insult what few listeners we have left. Way to go.
Expect Daniel Freitas to tag me in a post telling me how I'm a piece of shizit for saying that.
How about this?
He probably does himself all the time.
We should start doing like some sort of prize giveaways for anyone who makes it to the very end of these episodes.
I know.
Like, we should like come up with some way to be like, all right, so if you listen to this point, then I don't know, here's what you do. Here's a hashtag to use, and you get something free. But I don't have anything free to give away. I don't have any money, so never mind.
I'm just happy. Well, how are you going to have money? You got 8 kids in your house. I'm just happy we have like 5 listeners, so that's great.
Yeah, We've doubled our listenership in just 2.5 years. It's not so bad.
That's not that's bad. In the board meetings, that we say, we're 200%. You know, we're growing.
That's how I present it. I don't give the actual numbers. I just give the percentage increases, and people are like, "Wow,
200%. We're doing great." So, what did it start with? 200%. I mean, that's all we're gonna talk about.
Yeah, right, but what now are the actual numbers? All right, I gotta go.
It's an I'm increase. Another 200%. Call. We just right, need your funding.
That does it for this week. Happy college football, everybody. Have a good week.
Who is your daddy?
I am the father.
You fathers will understand.
My father taught me many things.
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?